Hello, this is Jesse with Dustin Towing Services. How may I help you?
Hey, Jesse, this is Shirley over here at Local Slash. How you been?
Hey, just the guy I was looking for.
Awesome.
Sorry, so shit happened, and I missed your call, and yeah, just no. Hold on real quick.
Okay.
So I need to tell you something.
Go ahead.
I don't know
ears.
What's going on, but I'm having trouble finding my LLC. Isn't
okay.
it supposed to be connected to my Social Security somehow?
I think so. I think it's either supposed to be to your Social Security or your business should have its own, basically, Social Security because it's its own entity.
Okay. So, questions on that then. If I need to and I recreate, I don't know. I'm just kind of going on a wild hair here. If I recreate it, and I do all that, how long does that typically take?
It depends on what company you go for. I mean, I know we've had clients here that they'll just redo, like, or they'll go get their LLC through Google. They'll just type in how to, you know, get an LLC, and it'll take them, like, 6 hours. Yeah, it should take you, like, same day you should get the LLC.
And it's only, like, 100 or 200 or something like that.
Yeah, not too expensive.
So, two things. So, I was thinking about just doing that and knocking that out. I'm in love with you. I spent a lot of money renting and getting some things together.
Okay.
My check should process, but I have $332 right now. I do have a couple hundred in a separate account, so I don't know how that works, but I don't know if I could give you my card and get everything going and have you charge it. Like, so I'm going to be finishing up a job here in 2 hours, and then I got two other jobs I'm doing as well. All of this should process almost immediately.
Okay.
Because I have a business account that I'm using. It's QuickBooks. I am going to be creating my own bank account, though, for my business at Ameritrust here soon.
Okay.
I got a lot of to-do lists.
Yeah,
I don't
you're only you're only one person. That's why.
yeah, exactly. Which is again why I'm so down to pay whatever. How much is everything? Again, only have $332 right now. I'll have like $4,000 tomorrow morning.
Okay.
So it's just
So it's gonna be $348 on the dot.
$348.
So that's
okay.
Yeah, $348. And then from there, it'll go $249 month to month after that.
Okay. Okay. And I only have $332. There's no way I could transfer quickly, I don't think. Yeah, everything will take a couple days. So am I able to charge you $20 on one card and then the rest on the other or anything weird like that?
Let me see.
If not, I can give you my card information if we can charge it in the morning. I don't know.
Let's do that. I'll set everything up here, and then we'll do that because I'd rather just make it as easy as possible for you at the end of the day and like for you to have to go through so many hoops and jumps and everything. I'd rather just make sure you close out your jobs there and then it could just do everything tomorrow. It'll just come out automatically.
My original LLC was definitely Dusk to Dawn. I'm going to do Dusk Till Dawn, though. That will be my Dusk Till, T-I-L-L or whatever. And it'll be Dusk Till Dawn Services, because right now I am doing plumbing, but I am contemplating going into more than just plumbing. Potentially, the idea is that I can essentially hire on contract HVAC guys or something like that, lawn care professionals, that kind of thing,
perfect.
And build everything up.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we can list you for that stuff. So then that way the jobs can...
I don't want to list myself for those yet. That'll be later down the road.
Yeah,
right now,
that's what I was saying,
The main thing is I'm willing to pay you guys whatever I need to pay you to get me on Google Maps. That way, this thing pay... Because here's the thing. I have Angie's List, I have eLocal, I have another thing, and I'm going to get with a couple of warranty companies. So I might be busier than shit with just those. But in case I'm not, I'm cool with all the extra stuff. Great. The reason why, and I'm willing to pay whatever to let you guys keep doing all the other shit.
Nice.
But in order for me to be able to pay you guys, I need to be on Google Maps.
Yeah.
That's my,
Google
that's
Maps.
My, whatever you, yeah, yeah, exactly. So when I search my own, when I search plumbers or even dust, I don't care where I'm at. I got plenty of clients. I'll call them, have them leave me a 5-star review.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about that. What I need is to get help. Cause I get too damn busy, but what I need is I need to get help to deal with the Google assholes to get me on Google Maps. That's my biggest thing.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. We're going to help you out there, and then my tech team is going to work with you, and they're just
cool,
going to
yeah.
verify everything. But I just want to make sure. So as of right now, it's going to be Dusk to Dawn Services, correct?
Dusk till Dawn, sir. Dawn.
Dusk till?
Dusk till Dawn, yes. Dusk till Dawn Services, 24/7.
Okay. 24/7.
Yeah. No, I was between that and Raptor Services.
I remember,
Raptor Services. Yeah, Rapid Response. But and I'm a dino dad, but I talked to, you know, a couple of my customers. I had some that kind of liked the Raptor idea, but for the most part, it seemed like people like that. And they even told me, they said that they had called me, because I have a Facebook page, but they had called me because from what my name said, from what they understood, it's like I would be out till late as hell helping them out. Like I am. That's who I am. And there's a HVAC and plumbing parts store. They're very big, very popular, and they do have a 24/7 call thing, like emergency.
Essentially,
you pay them to come out. Yeah. So it really makes my name possible for even parts that I don't fucking have.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Nice. Okay. So, yeah. So, we'll keep the Dusk Till Dawn Services. And then for the – I know you're pretty much working out of your truck, but the location that you're operating out of, it's your house. Is that correct?
It's my house. I turned my garage into a workshop, essentially. All my supplies are in there.
Okay. So, what I'm going to do is they're going to pin verify you, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to hide your address. So, it's still going to show up as Wichita, Kansas, but it's, nobody's going to know where you live. Okay.
Yeah, good. Yeah, no, I don't want someone kicking in my fucking door. Yeah,
I always say that. I always tell my clients, like, I don't want anybody coming over to dinner unannounced. So, I'm going to hide it, but I just want to verify it's the 1216 West 29th Street South, correct?
Correct. So, and just to clarify with you, I'd be able to, I'll even call you guys, like, I can, even after you guys get me on Google Maps, I can call you guys and have you guys change that shit for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even if I can, I might be too busy to give a fuck, I don't know. But here's the thing, I'm going to just level with you.
Sure.
A month or two from now, I'm going to be getting it's going to be $300,000 settlement.
Mm-hmm.
So, essentially, I'm going to use that to build a house with a shop, I'm going to build that shit from scratch. I'm going to build a big ass shop for my business. So when I do it, I'll switch my address over to that though. But,
Let us know, because then we'll be able to pin verify you there. And then if you want the address to show, it'll actually give you a pin and it'll have a picture there
I don't know if you know, do you know the movie From Dusk Till Dawn?
Yeah.
I'm going to do a whole like Danny Trejo freaking kind of decal detail on the front of that thing, demon looking face, you know, vampire, whatever. I'm probably going to get sued by him, but you know, maybe I'll be able to move him that way. But I want that to pop up when, people search for me for sure. But yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. Now I just want to let you know here. So, Home Advisor by Angie's, they have your address displayed on your deal. So I don't know if you want to call them and let them know if you want to hide that. But
holy shit.
Yeah.
See, I should have hired you guys sooner. Fuck.
You're welcome. I always like to let my clients know that, because they typically don't know. So they do have that. You can just call them and say, hey, I don't want my address displayed on my profile with you guys. Can you guys please hide it? And they'll hide it for you as well, too.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. Yeah. No, perfect. Thank you. I was definitely, I'm going to call them right after I got the phone with you.
Yeah. No worries. And then how do you want your customers to contact you? Is it going to be through the business phone of the 316-665-17747? 1747.
Yes.
Okay.
Not 2 floors, 1 floor, yeah.
Yeah, okay, sorry about that. And then do you have, let me see here, I think we talked about helping you set up a website as well, correct?
I'm cool with that, yeah, if you guys want to do something, yeah.
Perfect, okay, I just want to make sure we're still on the same page, so I'm going to throw that in there for you.
I do actually have a potential emblem that's less vampire-y, it's just like a, I can email it to you guys, but it was just something that one of my guys came up with, I kind of like it, but...
Okay.
You know, like, you can always switch the logos and shit down the road, but.
Yeah, no, if you have that, you can give it to us and we can smack that up on your website.
Cool. Perfect.
As your logo.
All right, yeah.
Yeah. And then what's your last name, Jesse?
Sheffield. Sheffield. I am Jesse Ray Sheffield III. I don't know if that matters.
Okay. So it's Sheffield.
Yep. A woman in a field. Two F's.
Nice. Just like Gary Sheffield, the old baseball player.
Yeah. Okay. I haven't heard that reference in a minute. Yeah, but yeah.
Dude, he used to be one of my favorite players. So.
Okay, cool. Yeah, no, someone else, you know, I was a kid then when someone mentioned to him, and I was like, who? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was a kid too growing up with him.
Yeah.
And you spell your name Jesse, correct? No, I-E?
Correct. Yeah,
okay,
that's right. Yeah, you're the only person... I think everyone always adds an I, or it's just J-E-S. I don't know, yeah.
Yeah, my buddy spells it the same way. That's why I asked.
He spells it
J-E-S-S-E, that's why. And every time somebody puts the I, he's like, there's no I. He gets all mad. I'm like,
Yeah, it's very personal for us.
I get it. My name's spelled L-I-E, but people will always ask me, is it L-E-Y? I was like, no, that's the girl version. The I-E is the guy version. They're like, okay,
noted. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I didn't even know about the girl version. I always thought it was only the way yours is spelled both ways, but I guess not. Yeah.
No, L-E-Y is basically like the girl version, so now you know.
Yeah.
And then what's a good email address for you?
Okay, so... This is where things are going to get tricky, because I did have it as this, so it's the email address or whatever thing to go to will be dusk2dawnplumbing@gmail.com.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, tricky. I wonder. Well, yeah, no, because like I was back and forth on the two till you know all that shit, but apparently just adding the services or plumbing. Avoids any, copyright issues.
Right.
Yeah, until I start decaling everything with Danny Trejo's, vampire face, so.
Right.
Yeah. Then they're gonna be like, but yeah, no.
Then they're gonna come after that. And it's dusk2dawnservices@gmail.com.
No, Dawn Plumbing. Yeah, I fucked up. And I just did everything on this email, is there a way to get Google to switch that, change the name on an email, or is it kind of stuck that way?
No, you would just have to create a new email address at that point.
Fuck me. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll wait on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just to be safe, it's dusk2dawnplumbing@gmail.com,
yes, sir.
At gmail.com. Okay. Gotcha. Okay, plumbing. Okay, perfect. Okay. And then you're located in Wichita, Kansas.
Sure.
Central, perfect. That's where my my dad's wife's from.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Gosh. She got out of Kansas. Good deal.
She did. She moved to Washington.
Washington State?
Yeah.
Bro, that's where I want to move to. That or,
really?
Somewhere in Cali, but more than likely Washington. But holy hell.
Yeah. It's nice over there. I will say the weather. I mean, if you like the color gray during the wintertime, cool.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
But the summertime is cool because especially where you're at, you can always, like, if you're south of Seattle, even when you go to Seattle and you go to the Space Needle, you could basically always see the, Mount Rainier, which is the volcano. And, it has snow on it all year round. So in summertime, it's like packed with snow and you're like, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's beautiful there too. Yeah, there's not shit. I don't know if you've ever been to Kansas, but you don't ever come here for the fucking thrill of it. You're gonna be disappointed.
I've been to Kansas before.
Oh god, yeah, no, it's fucking It's shit. Even the women are shit. Like, I'll just be honest. I got two baby mamas. I'm actually trying to be the married man. Some shit happened in January. And actually, it's kind of cool, though, it did. So I was like, you know what? Fuck you. I got something to prove. And now here I am. And,
there you go.
but even the women, everything just fucking sucks ass. I take trips to California now. And I'm like, fuck, I might try to branch out here. Holy shit.
California is just crazy with,
it is.
Just, born and raised in California, it's just a lot. Taxes, cost of living, gas prices, it adds up pretty quickly.
Everyone's active there, even at 2 in the morning. It's crazy.
Yes, you will get traffic at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it's wild.
If you're going there, so. Perfect. So I have everything set up here for you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get the billing information. I'm basically going to walk you through this whole process, and then I'm going to set it for to bill out tomorrow at 3:48. Is that okay?
In the morning or PM?
Oh, the 3:48 is going to be the total.
No. Okay. What time though for that?
What time do you want me to schedule it for?
Do it at 12. I don't know when. But at some point, it deposited my money in the morning. Like, so my money gets, the way it charges and everything, it seems to be pretty quick. It's like the next day, the next morning. I don't know at what time yet. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll do it for 12. That's fine. And then what I'll do is once it goes through, it's automatically going to send me an alert, and then I'm going to call you. So then that way I make sure you get everything as well too. Your emails and inboxes. Cool. So for the card itself that you want to use, is it going to be a business or is it going to be a personal?
It's my business card.
Okay.
It is technically my business card or what I'm using only for my business funds.
Okay. Does it just have your name or the business name or does it have both on it?
Let me look. Oh, it has my name on it. Perfect. Okay. I think it has both, but it does have my name. Yeah.
Oh, so it's just Jesse Sheffield III, or does it have the R?
It just says Jesse Sheffield. That's it. Not even my middle initial or my none of that. Yeah.
Okay.
Just Jesse Sheffield on it.
Okay. And then for the billing address, I'm guessing it's the same one you gave me earlier. Hello, Jesse.
Yeah, sorry. Can you hear me? Yeah, I said yes.
Oh, sorry. It just broke up there.
My car keeps. I'm Bluetooth to my car, but I'm inside, and it freaking keeps trying to connect while I'm talking to you.
Oh, it switches. Yeah, I had that happen too.
Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I just want to make sure the zip code is the 67217.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And then the card itself. Are you going to use a Master, Visa, Discover, American Express?
Visa.
It's going to be a Visa. Okay. I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay. 4999.
Mm-hmm.
Then 9801.
Mm-hmm.
4633.
Mm-hmm.
1481.
Okay. And then your expiration date?
Is 0828.
Okay. And then the security code on the back?
608.
Okay. Can I read back the card number for you just to make sure I have it correct?
Yeah, because I kind of stuttered there. Yeah.
Okay. I got 4999. Let me see. 4999. 9801. 4633. 1481.
Yep, that's right.
Okay, I had to make sure with the nines, it throws me off.
That's why.
It looked like there was more nines than there were, and I was like squinting with one eye to try to count.
Yeah, whoever made this card was like, here, watch this, guys. Motherfuckers. Yeah. And then they added an 8 right afterwards to really,
to mess it up.
Yeah, like, hold on, like, how many nines am I seeing there? Yeah. Yeah, I was good. I'm glad I'm not the only one to deal with that shit. I was like,
I was like, wait a minute. All right, so I have that in there for you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to set up a security question for you. So we don't sell or share any of your information here, but we are going to have the security question for your privacy. So every time we do call you, we will ask you what that is just to verify we're just only talking to you. Same vice versa. If you get a call from somebody and they're pretending to be local Splash and they don't ask you that security question, please just be like, hey, what's my security question? If they don't ask it, you know it's not us. Please hang up the phone and then just call us directly.
Like I said, I'm okay with just paying you this shit just to get me on. You guys will, like, you guys will coordinate with me and help me, like, get on Google Maps, right?
Yep.
Okay, so what else? Because, like, here's the thing. That shit is why I'm paying you. Like, I'm okay with I'm going to be honest. What I'm paying you guys today, I can go do a fucking clean out and still make $100 extra. Like, I do main lines for $4.45 and 20 cents. So, got to add those cents to make it look legit. No, I'm kidding.
There you go.
Anyway, so, but my whole thing is, so that was like my whole thing. Like, I was willing to pay you guys all that fucking money to get me on Google Maps and all that shit. So what, I know your sales pitch is everything else. What else is there now? That's just extra shit to me. That's like, to me, that's just icing on the cake, but I was just curious, what is that icing?
Oh, okay. So within this package, you're going to get the first page placements of Google for the services you provide, right? Then we also do the retargeting campaigns through Facebook. So anybody that searches your services, we will be able to retarget them on their Facebook feed. We allocate $100 from the $249 month to month to that Facebook campaign. You don't have to pay anything extra for that. We do have you on Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and Apple. Just in case somebody does a search off of Google, you can still be found and people can still call you. And then we're going to build the website, host it, maintain it. And if you want to ever add services, take off services, or change anything, depending on time of year, because I know it gets cold in Wichita, Kansas, and I also know it gets hot. It's seasonal, so we can change anything, and it's all falling under the $249. We don't charge you extra for anything else.
Right on. Okay, cool.
So that's what you're basically getting everything that you'll need in a marketing campaign in one company here. You don't need anybody else to do anything for you at that point.
Okay, so I should have known. So if someone else hits me up, then I'm like, yeah, no, I'm good.
Absolutely.
You guys are literally, I'm literally paying you guys for marketing. Sweet. Sounds good. All right.
Perfect. For the security question, I have three questions. You can have one, your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
First pet's name, Brutus.
Brutus. Okay.
And do I need to give you another one?
Nope, that's it. Just one.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
And Brutus is spelled B-R-U-T-I-C?
I just spelled, hold on. Let me check something. So I spelled Brutus as B-R-U-T-U-S.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Brutus, like Tusk, yeah. So, yeah. Go ahead.
B-R-U-T, and then what was it?
U-S, yeah.
U-S, okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I had it right. I just put I-C-E.
Yeah, don't worry about the I. Just, yeah, B-R-U-T-U-S, yeah, just that.
Yep. B-R-U-T-U-S. Perfect. I just want to make sure, because they blur it out for us. And then I literally can't see anything. I'm typing blind, basically.
I know how those security. I'm like, fuck, I hope I spelled that right.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have one finger go quicker than the other or some bullshit.
Yeah. And then you're like looking, you're trying to count like the little dots, and you're like, wait, nah, let me just make sure. Let me delete, do that again.
Yeah, like, oh, fuck, yeah, here we go.
Absolutely. All right. So let's see here. Okay. I got that set up for you. I'm throwing the website. Perfect. That's awesome. Okay. Last thing here is I'm going to walk you through a voice verification here, Jesse. This is just going to take 2 minutes. It's just going to state what we're going to do for you. And then also, too, it's going to have the pricing structure in there. That way, if inflation goes up, our prices jump, whatever the case may be, you're always grandfathered in at the $249 price month to month. You'll never have to pay the higher premium. Okay?
Yep.
Perfect. All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Dusk Till Dawn Services.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Jesse Sheffield, owner.
Awesome. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. And then you're the bill, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, right?
Correct. That's correct.
Awesome. Jesse, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us here at Local Splash and not another company. So that's your first pet's name, Brutus, okay?
Okay. All right, cool.
Perfect. I know you get busy, but do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us here at Local Splash?
Yes, I do have one question on that.
Sure.
Will they be, is there the potential that they could be other numbers that I'm not familiar with, like could it be a new number that'll call me from you guys, or is there a number that I can send so I know you guys are calling me?
Good question. Yes. I will give you our customer service number. That is the customer service number that we will always contact you on from my tech team, and I have that number when you're ready.
Okay, here, give me a sec.
Yep.
And is this your number, the number you called me on?
This is my number. This is our office line number. So if you were to call this number directly, this just jumps back into our floor here. One of my representatives will answer, but I'm going to give you my direct line so you can just kind of go around everything and you get a hold of me if you need to.
I'll do that here in a sec then. All right, so what's the number for Local Splash?
It's going to be 877-635-6225.
Okay. All right. There's that. And then, okay,
and then my number is going to be the same number, just extension 203 at the end.
Okay. Hold on. Local Splash. Oh, I'm pinning you down with Charlie Local Splash. But okay. So it's going to be 877-635-6225.
And then my extension is 203.
So do I just add 203 to that number? How does that extension stuff work?
Honestly, if you're putting it in a phone, I don't know. I would just kind of – can do this. So this is what you can do. You could always call the 877 number. If you want to get a hold of me, you could just say, hey, can I speak to Charlie? And they'll say yes. They'll ping me, and they'll be like, hey, Jesse's trying to get a hold of you. And I'm like, okay, tell him I'm going to call him right now. And then I'll literally call you right there.
Okay. So, and again, it's extension is 203, though?
Yes.
Just in case?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
203. If I don't answer, I always tell my clients, please leave me a message, like a voicemail.
Yeah.
That way it comes across.
You get busy as hell. You got other guys you're trying to reach out to and shit. I get it.
But I always will give you a call within an hour of you reaching back out to me. So.
Hey, it's cool if you give me a call back the next day. I don't care. Like, you know, I freaking get it. Oh, man. I didn't understand that shit before, but now I do. Holy shit.
Now you're a business owner. You're like.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All those poor assholes that I yelled at. Exactly.
You just call them back and say sorry one by one.
I'll tell you this, there was another guy that kept calling me. I don't remember his name. I don't think it was with Local Splash. I think it was someone else. I'm willing to go with you guys, like I said. And I think they were trying to sell the same thing, exact same thing. But my whole thing was just like, you've been patient with me. I don't remember if it was you or the other guy, but I hung up. I mean, I said something and I was hanging up on him immediately right after. I think it was you. I felt bad. But I was dealing with an active leak while you were calling. I don't even know why the hell I took the time to answer it. But yeah, no, like I felt like a dick. But you've like consistently been trying to like, hey, look, like I really gotta, you know. So I was like, okay, this guy really this guy really wants my fucking business. And I mean, honestly, even if you guys only get me on Google Maps, whatever. I mean, not whatever. Like, if you guys can actually handle marketing for me too, fuck yeah, here's $250 a month, whatever.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we actually set up a tracking system for you too, so you actually get to track everything. So you'll see the traffic coming in through your Google and through your Facebook. So we're definitely going to handle that, and then you get to track everything month to month as well.
Hell yeah.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes, I agree to that.
Yeah, you've already told us about everything else that you're doing.
Okay. I was just saying, I don't know, like, it's really more or less word of mouth or some shit, but yeah.
Yeah. Your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged tomorrow in the non-refundable amount of just $348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the second in the recurring of $249. The payment will be taken out for the $348 on July 2nd as well. So the July 2nd will be the $348, and then next month on the 2nd, it'll be $249 month to month thereafter that, okay?
Okay, that's cool.
Okay. Now, Jesse, you may discontinue or pause your agreement here with us by just contacting client support at that 877-635-6225 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. So that's going to come out tomorrow. The 348 is going to go into effect tomorrow at 12 p.m. I have that scheduled for you. I'm going to do an onboarding call with you and my tech team. I'm going to set that up for you as well on Wednesday. What does your schedule look like? I know it's kind of cutting it close to like that 4th of July day.
You're good. I don't even know what I'm doing yet. I'm probably just going to disappear to Kansas City or Colorado. So for Wednesday, I'll just be spending time with my boys unless I get an emergency call. But even if I do, I'm going to make it a priority to speak to you guys. I've already talked to my guys. I didn't know when you were going to call back. I was going to try to actually find your number, so this is perfect. I'm going to talk with them. I'll make sure Wednesday they're ready to cut and run if they need to, essentially.
Okay. On Wednesday, it's kind of open for you. So Central, we're open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. For the onboarding call, it might take around 45 minutes to an hour. They keep that just in case you have questions.
If you guys
questions.
Are cool with it, let's do 8 a.m. while my kids are asleep. That way, while my kids are asleep, we can do this.
8 a.m.
Oh, wait, you said 9 a.m. Shit, hold on.
Yeah, 9 a.m. is Central Time. Yeah, I was like...
let's do 10. That way, you know, you guys open up, you have a minute to have your coffee, me as well. Yeah, let's do 10.
Okay, I'm going to set it up for 10, Local Splash, and then I'm going to send you an email to the one that you gave me here, and then it's going to be a Google invite, so let me see here. It'll be to the calendar. You could just go in there, hit yes, and then they'll send you like an hour before at 9 a.m. It'll say like, hey, don't forget we have an onboarding call today at, 10 a.m. here. All right.
Have you seen that yet?
I'm going to send it. I'm creating it, and then I'm going to send it right now. Yeah. Just give me one sec there. Perfect. Okay. So you're locked in there on a Wednesday at 10 a.m. Central Time. I sent that over to you, so just give it a minute. It should come in there. And then tomorrow I'm going to contact you probably around 12:15. Once that does go through and it gives me that notification, I'm going to contact you to make sure that you have everything. Cause that's, I want to make sure you have your tax write-offs and everything like that as well. Okay.
So how do I do that? How do I get the tax write-off and all that?
So it's going to go straight to your email. It's going to be a business receipt. It's going to come in as your business name. And then once you have that, and it's going to be DuskTill, T-I-L-L, right? Or is it T-E-L-L?
No, Till. Like, here, hold on. You know what? I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I mean, I made jokes about it, but I'm definitely comping off of a fucking movie. Okay, yeah, so it's going to be Dusk, D-U-S-K-T-I-L-L.
Perfect.
Dawn, D-A-W-N, okay. Services. Yeah.
Got it. Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure I have it right because I don't want your taxes to be like, nope, that doesn't match up.
Okay. Yeah.
You know how the IRS.
And, of course, I'm going to look at my LLC tonight and everything and compose that if I need to and get that squared away. So really all I need is LLC. For you guys, all I need is the LLC and the insurance.
Basically, that's going to be it.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right.
Perfect. Anything for me? Yep.
So I know you guys are just a marketing team. You're not a business management. And if I need to hire someone to help me with that briefly, that's fine. What do I do or what do I need to do to legitimately hire people on, like, on the books? How does that shit work? Because I have not fucked with that yet. You know, if you don't know, it's cool. I'll fucking.
I had no idea. I mean, I'm pretty sure you can do stuff through QuickBooks, so you can keep track of like hours and stuff like that. But I'm not. I know they have services like that. I'm pretty sure that QuickBooks actually has stuff where they can keep track. So if you're gonna bring them on as like a W-2 or something like that and pay them hourly, you can. If you're gonna do something along like commissions and stuff, you would have to see if they offer that. Kind of thing
does it
as well.
Matter? So as far as my insurance and shit, does it matter if I do or not? Like, does that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
Well, I know what you're saying. If you want to keep it off the books, like, Google's not going to be like, oh, hey, you know, you don't have that.
Yeah.
You can't be on Google.
Yeah,
like,
I'll label myself.
You want to hire? Yeah.
Okay.
It's just as long as you have your LLC, you have your business license, and you have your insurance, for your business alone, you're good. If however you want to hire is however you want to hire.
So the LLC, someone told me something else, that there's LLCs, but there's something else.
A DBA?
Maybe. There was like a way to somehow fidget your, like, it's like, keeps your taxes and it's like, it's essentially a way where I can be like, oh, my business made all this money. I only made $9 an hour. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
I don't know. That's like CPA stuff right there. You're going to have to talk.
Yeah.
That's like accounting work.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm going to do. Like, when I get that money, that settlement, I'm going straight to a fucking lawyer or someone and be like, hey, how can I legally, Donald Trump this for me? What do I do? Show me what the fuck to do here. Like make it look like old Jesse does it. Make zero, zilch. You know, I do it out of the kindness of my heart.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Go to a CPA or like a tax lawyer, and they know all the tax codes, and they'll be able to break that stuff down for you, and they'll be able to help you out on that stuff. I have no idea how to do that.
There's a TV series called The Righteous Gemstones. If you're bored and there's something you need to watch, it's fucking hilarious. It's about these crooked people who like pretend to be God. You know, they're pastors, but you know, like of like mega churches and shit.
Okay.
So, yeah, the Righteous Gemstones. Like, if you want a good laugh, fucking go there and watch that. Yeah, it's oh yeah.
I had to watch that. I'm sure my wife would kick out of it.
Oh yeah, if you guys haven't watched it, watch it. I'm sure like some of the people who were writing the notes for the show and everything. We're occasionally watching, like, what's his name? Whatever a president's name is, I try to ignore it, right? I mean, I don't know. But they were watching Donald Trump or that guy. You know, they were watching freaking all those characters and then making it the most, like, and then, like, what's his face? That one dude of the mega church that I guess had money shoved into his walls, like, at his house, his mansion. I don't know. It's like a whole fucking thing. But, yeah, it's like making fun of all that shit. It's freaking, yeah.
I'll have to check it out for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. So cool. But all right, well, I have you all set up for tomorrow, and then after you have that, you're already set up. So if you want to check your email for my the Google Calendar, you should have that in there for Wednesday.
Yeah, I confirmed it. Yeah, you
perfect.
And I like yeah.
Okay, cool. It just hasn't confirmed here yet. It will in a few minutes, and then man, we'll be ready to rock and roll with you tomorrow, and then we'll start building stuff out for you. Okay.
Yes, sir. It asked me yes, no, maybe, and I just clicked yes. So.
No, perfect. Yeah, no, that's perfect that you clicked yes. I just got an email right now that says you accepted it. So.
All right, cool. All right.
Awesome, man. Well, I'll talk to you tomorrow at around 12:15, and then just to verify you got everything, and then I'm going to set you up really quick with your dashboard, and then I'm going to send everything over to my tech team, and they're going to get working, and then Wednesday we'll contact you, and we'll be ready to rock and roll and start working on
it. Looking forward to it.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you, Jesse. You have a great rest of your evening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Yep, hell yeah. All right, later.
All right, bye.